John here with Declan Devine, Derry City manager. Declan, having a wee look back and on last season, how did you feel last season went for you and your backroom staff?
Look, it was a great season in terms of, you know, we qualified for Europe. I thought we entertained quite well, but, you know, that's gone now in the past, but we want to strive to get better. Obviously, last season, the most key for me was the relationship between the team and the support. You know, the support we received last year was brilliant. You know, there was a lot of young, new supporters coming to the club. Obviously, the people that's been coming to Brandywell for a long time, you know, really got behind us. And that's key in terms of moving the club forward, in terms of trying to have a togetherness from everybody that has an affection for Derry City Football Club, pulling in the one direction and seeing that the players are leaving everything out in the pitch. And if we continue to have that in the season coming, then we'll be in a good place.
You know, looking back at last season and looking forward to next season, where would you want to be next season, October?
I think first and foremost, this season's going to be more difficult. I think the teams have improved. I think the signings that a lot of clubs have made, I think, you know, with the greatest respect, Shelburne coming up and replacing UCD, that'll be a real major test for clubs. You know, Fan Harps are strengthening. You know, all the clubs are strengthening. That was at the bottom half of the table, and the top teams are strengthening. So all in all, it's a season that's going to be very difficult. But for me, we got to concentrate on ourselves. I've been delighted with the business we've done, both in keeping the players that was here last season. We've brought on a high level of player in the last few signings. You know, so we're really looking forward to it. But at the same time, it's a here and now, and the here and now is the players are working extremely hard in the last few days in terms of first couple of days of pre-season. So we haven't set any targets as such, but we certainly want to do better than what we did last year.
Of course, you're in a better place this year going into pre-season. Five players this time last year, Declan. You're sitting, what, 13, 14 now?
We're sitting in a good place players-wise, but again, that's where we should be. That's where we have to be every year. We can't afford to the first team squad up the way we did last year. That can never happen again. We've got to continue to improve our own young players here at the club. We've got to continue to keep the players that we feel can enhance and make us better. So a lot of the good business that was done, you know, signing Nathan Gertside and, you know, keeping Owen Toole, bringing Ali Gilchrist back. So many. Kieran Coyle extending his deal, Kieran Harkin extending his deal last year. You know, so that's key to the football club in terms of moving forward. But ultimately, it comes down to making sure that we're striving and we're continually wanting to get better. And that is the key, because once you look back and say, oh, we've done great, I think that's the start of the demise. And we've got to make sure that we strive to get this place as professional and as have as much quality as any other football club in Ireland.
Of course, two young players made their debuts last year, Rowan Boyce, Jack Malone. But you know, our players sitting on the bench, that's the future of the club. That's what you want to see. You don't want to look outside the city for players.
No, we'll always have to look. Some of the best players that have ever represented this football club, from your Jack Keys, your Stuart Galls, you know, Tom Daltons, you go through over the years. Some of the best players have been from outside Derry. Let's never ever forget that. And that will always be the case, that we're always going to have to bring people to the football club. But when you look back on the history of the football club, some of the best players ever represented this city have also come through this club. You know, James McLean, Stephen McLaughlin, you know, Paddy McCourt, Kevin Deary, Barry Malloy. You know, some of the best players that's ever represented this club come from here. And that is our heartbeat, yes, 100%. We got to produce our own players. It's got to be a new generation that coming through our setup. And we're trying our best to do that. You know, we've brilliant people working in the academy. We've top coaches at the football club. In my opinion, as good of coaches as we have in any other club in Ireland. And we're all pulling in the one direction to try and leave a structure at this football club for whoever the manager is, that the pathway is for our best young players from 10, 11 years of age, that they can continue to use Derry City as a mechanism to be professional footballers.
Of course, the man who has changed his role this week at the club, Paddy McCourt. How important was Paddy and that youth development over the last couple of years here at the club?
Paddy's just—he's a fantastic person to have at this football club. He's the highest quality of football knowledge. He works extremely, extremely hard. We spent a lot of hours together, myself, Paddy, Kevin and Marty. We spent so many hours on the place in terms of trying to get the place better. But they have somebody like Paddy McCourt working for Derry City Football Club is brilliant for the club. It's brilliant for our players. It's brilliant for the senior players. It's brilliant for the youth players. They see that a guy has been at the very, very highest level in terms of his own career. But don't underestimate how good his football brain is. He is. He's got a brilliant eye for talent. He's got an unbelievable work ethic, and he's such a nice person as well. But you know, he's got a wonderful future in the game, Paddy McCourt, a wonderful future. And he's sensational to work with. He's now going to become a technical director of the club, working very closely with myself and the backroom team in terms of continuing to strive to make the club better. And that's off the pitch and on the pitch. We got to get as professional as we possibly can. We've also got to make sure that when we bring a player to this football club, he's the right fit. Every single player that has came to this club under myself in the last 12 months, myself and Paddy have met them. We've looked them in the eye. We've sat down and asked them what their targets, why they want to come here, what their background is, and why they see Derry City as a fit for them. And you know, we've got a couple that didn't work out. But over the course of the last 12 months, I think the work that we have done together as a backroom team, Paddy, Kevin, Marty and myself, you know, I think it's coming together, and it's something that we want to really strive to get better at.
Of course, going back to the football and seeing the Declan, a big part of your year is your budget. You know, the budget's increased this year. How much will that help you going forward?
Of course it helps, right? But sometimes you can have the biggest budget in the league and get it wrong. You know, every penny that we spend, we've got to make sure we're getting value for money for it. We've got to make sure that, you know, we're bringing players that can get us better. You know, having a chairman that actually loves the city is key to that. You know, we wouldn't be sitting here today only for Philip O'Doherty. You know, I've worked with him for a number of years, and you know, he's a fantastic man. He has so much love for the football club, and you know, his professionalism in terms of his business sense is something that is key to this football club. You know, so he's been fantastic in terms of being able to deal with. He's seen what is possible last year and seeing a full house. I'm sure that's his pride and joy when he sees that Brandywell full. You know, and look, we've got to understand that we've got to strive to get the Brandywell full. That's key, right? And how you get the Brandywell full is by putting a product on the pitch that embraces the cultures of our city. And our city is a city that has so much talented people. It also has a city that has had to fight for everything it's ever had and its existence. And, you know, when we pull people together and everybody's pulling in the one direction, it's a wonderful city to represent.
Always goes back to one thing as well, Declan, those fans. How important is it for them to come through the gate?
It's the most important factor of any football club, is having your supporters on side, you know, and getting behind the team. And you know, last year they certainly pulled us through the noise and the Brandywell, the energy of the supporters, you know, the appreciation of the supporters for the product that the players provided. You know, it's key to everybody. You know, there's nobody going out there on a Friday night looking to perform poorly, you know, and that's the key to it all. Whenever things aren't going well, support really pulled us through last year. But you know, we also put a product on the pitch last year that represented our people. The supporters were very appreciative of the style of play and the high energy that we played with and the fight and spirit of our team. You know, and that has to be a work in progress. You know, we got to continue to get that place full. It's a wonderful, wonderful place when it's full. When you're standing in that dugout and you know, you have a look around behind you and over the South End Park stand and you see it full of red and white. It's honestly, there's no better sight in Irish football when you see the Brandywell, and it's really shaking to its core. And we got to continue to try and get that for every game, not just the big games. We got to try and put bums on seats that haven't been back at the Brandywell in a long time. The people that come on a regular basis got to continue to improve the product for them. But ultimately, we have to continue to make sure that, you know, the Brandywell's full.
And of course, you've brought on a few players close season. Can you expect anybody else coming in the next few days or over the next week?
There'll certainly be a couple in over the next few days. We have a couple of people in on trial as well that we're looking at. But look, the work is ongoing. You know, Junior came to the football club last year, a week before the season started. You know, we two or three guys came. We went to Isle of Man last year, for instance, and we had a squad of 14 players that went there. This year we've 19 players on in training, including some of the young lads. But there'll certainly be comings and goings over the coming days, and you know, we've got to continue to strive to make this place as competitive as we possibly can.
Thank you, Declan.